I'm joined by John Bailey, Chair of the Accounts Commission, to talk about a new report from Audit Scotland on behalf of the Commission and the Auditor General for Scotland on Scotland's public sector workforce. John, what's this report about?
Well, this report looks at how workforces and councils, the NHS, the Scottish Government and other central government bodies have changed since 2009. It looks at what savings these bodies have made through their workforce changes and what they will need to do in the future.
So what have you found?
Well, in the 4 years to March 2013, the number of whole-time equivalent posts in councils, the NHS, the Scottish Government and other central government bodies reduced by 26,600. That's a reduction of 7% of the workforce. Almost 16,000 staff left through early departure schemes and almost 10,000 were transferred to ALIOs or other non-public sector bodies where they still deliver services paid for by public money.
So how much has this saved?
While it's difficult to get reliable information about this, we estimate that the amount paid in staff costs in the public sector has reduced by about £1 billion, or around 8%. However, some of this reduction will be offset by payments to ALIOs and other non-public sector bodies who employ staff to deliver services on behalf of public bodies, and the public bodies record their costs differently, making comparisons challenging.
So what else have public bodies done to manage staff numbers and costs?
They've used a range of approaches. All the bodies we surveyed introduced pay restrictions and many redeployed staff to new jobs. Most reduced the use of overtime. There were fewer agency and temporary staff drafted in and work patterns were changed.
Now, £1 billion is quite a saving. Does this help to relieve some of the financial pressures in public bodies?
Well, financial pressures remain, and current approaches to managing workforces are unlikely to deliver the savings that public bodies are going to need to make in the future. Bodies will need to consider other ways of delivering services, such as redesigning services and more joint and collaborative working, in addition to continuing with their current workforce planning approaches to make the savings needed.
So what do you mean by redesigning services and by more joint and collaborative working? Can you give examples?
Well, we give an example of effective service design in the report. NHS Forth Valley made a one-off saving of £700,000. They improved service and released specialist staff from routine work when it brought three robotic units to help dispense and distribute medicines. As for joint and collaborative working, we are seeing some good examples of public bodies working together more closely. But we would like to see bodies making the most of the opportunities that already exist, like community planning partnerships, to identify the chances to share resources, including workforces. And the integration of health and social work will also offer opportunities for this kind of work.
What else would you like to see happen?
We'd like to see public bodies testing the likely costs and uptake of future early departure schemes before they're put in place. None of the bodies we looked at had done this. And some of the bodies we talked to were not routinely collecting the costs and savings of the measures they're using to manage the workforces. So we'd like to see improvements in this area.
Thanks, John.